When the physical body returns to the earth, the soul prepares for its journey home. There's a very interesting phenomenon that occurs at the moment of death. We have, in effect, two different energy fields that surround the body. The first one is the luminous energy field that comes up through our feet and out the top of our heads and out the width of our outstretched arms and surrounds us in a circle, 360 degrees. The second is an electromagnetic field that is produced by the electrical activity in our central nervous system. Remember that the nerves in the body are very long. Sometimes they're 3 and 4 feet long. If you were to put all of the nerves in the body end to end, you would have a cord that you could wrap around the earth 3 times. So we are a bundle of electrical cables that run up and down the body. And perpendicular to any electrical conductor is a magnetic field that revolves around the body in a counterclockwise direction. The earth also has both of these energy fields. The first one is the magnetic field of the earth that runs from South Pole to North Pole and then around the earth again, entering it through the South Pole, and that allows us to orient ourselves. Our compass needles respond to this field. The second field is known as the Van Allen radiation belt that surrounds the earth and protects us from harmful radiation from space. Similarly, we have two fields in the body, the luminous energy field and the electromagnetic field that protects us also from harmful environmental radiation. What happens at the moment of death is that all electrical activity in the brain and in the nervous system stops, and this electromagnetic field collapses. This electromagnetic field is the glue that holds the luminous energy field to the physical body. When this primary glue dissolves, the only thing that holds the luminous body to the physical one are the chakras. And the chakras are like wells. So during the death rites, what we learn to do is to disengage each of the chakras and seal the chakras and set the luminous body free, elevate it so that it can return on its journey home. 9 out of 10 births happen naturally. It's that 1 out of 10 birth that you want to be near an operating room and a doctor. Similarly, 9 out of 10 deaths happen naturally. What occurs at the moment of death is that the luminous energy field, which is shaped like a torus, like a donut with a very small hole in the center, the luminous energy field goes through its own hole and goes through an interdimensional doorway back home to the world of spirit. It's like a donut going through its own hole, if you would. And this hole in the donut is that tunnel that people who've had near-death experiences report, that tunnel that leads them to the light, that leads them back home.